You are listening to The Mindful Minute, meditations created for everyday joy. I'm Meryl Arnett, mama, meditator, and co-owner of Sacred Chill West. This podcast is recorded from my live Monday night meditation class, where we have a brief discussion followed by a 20-minute guided meditation. Well, welcome, y'all. Thank you for being here. I always feel so grateful and equally humbled when I get to teach on MLK Day, because it feels like a very important day to get to sit together in community. So I'm really happy to get to sit with you guys today. And it also, I think, falls, at least this time around, on a very opportune day in terms of my own planning for our series this month. So we are in week two of the Begin Again meditation series. And we're walking our way through really the foundational pieces of a mindfulness meditation practice. So last week, what we started with was the definition of mindfulness, which I teach as to be present without judgment and with compassion. And then we spent the day talking about what it means to actually be present. How do we get present? How do we stay present? And why does it matter? And so today is the day that is dedicated to the teaching of non-judgment. And I think perhaps it's the most misunderstood of the three pieces of a mindfulness practice. And I feel like tonight's a really wonderful night to talk about it in its depth, although it is so deep, but we'll do our best. So non-judgment is, I think, most often believed to be this sort of pseudo-spiritual, I'm the Zen master on the mountaintop, and I sort of walk around with a it-is-what-it-is attitude, right? Like, oh, nothing fazes me because I meditate. I'm so spiritual. La, la, la. It's all fine. Karma, right? And this is not what non-judgment means at all, period. That is an incorrect fallacy, wrong statement, okay? This is not non-judgment. So what non-judgment is teaching us is that, in fact, every single moment has an emotional tone to it. So every single moment in our brain is being processed as, ooh, good, keep this one, or, bad, run. Or it's neutral and we're like on Facebook, right? So if it's a neutral moment, we're just totally checked out anyway. But if we're present and it has an emotional tone, it's either yes, hold on to this, don't let it change, or this is terrible, I have to get out of this moment. And both of those scenarios create this entire realm of magical thinking that usually begins the sentence with I should or it should. As in, this moment should be different in some way. And the truth of the moment is, it cannot be different. It is just this moment. It is here. It's already here. There's no possible way it can be different. It's this moment. And so the teaching, the first step of this idea of non-judgment is to acknowledge that this is indeed the moment. And equally to acknowledge how you feel about the moment. So it's not to say that non-judgment means no feeling, but it's asking us to get very clear about what we're feeling in the moment, because so often we go along without any sense of checking in, any sense of like, am I trying really hard to keep this because it's so good? Or am I trying really hard to run away or check out in some way because it's so bad? Am I imagining that I could make it different? That I'll be happy when blah, blah, blah. Or this will get better when blah, blah, blah. And the invitation of non-judgment is to first say, it is this right now. Not it is what it is. It is this. That's a hugely different statement, right? Can you hear that difference? Not it is what it is, which is sort of saying, I throw up my hands and it is whatever, I'll just let it be, versus saying with conviction even, it is this, acknowledging it, because it gives you the full freedom to then say, and I feel great about it, or I feel terrible right now. This is a moment of suffering for me. In either instance, it frees us up to be truthful about what's happening in the moment. And then, this is the piece I think that's most important about non-judgment, and then we relinquish the judgment we layer on ourselves for how we actually feel. Because the subconscious mind is sort of doing a dance that's like, I hate this moment because I think I deserve a better job position. And when I get the raise and more money and the better office and I have everybody's respect in the office, then I'm going to be happy. And a piece of your brain is going, you know that's wrong. You meditate. That's so silly. Why do you still have these feelings? You shouldn't feel this way. And there's like a little bit of shame building up around this wish that you have for yourself. And so in classical teaching, what that's called is the double arrow. Right? So arrow number one is, I wish this moment was different. And that hurts. When you wish a moment was different, it hurts. It creates suffering. And arrow number two is, I wish I felt differently about the way that I feel. And that hurts even more. So it's like a double layer of suffering that we're creating for ourselves. We can't always do something about what's happening in the moment. Right? It's not that easy that sometimes we can just say, oh, I have this new awareness and now I'm going to change this. We can't always do it that quickly. But one of the pieces that we have tremendous control over is the way that we talk to ourselves, right? So we can start to shift by just by catching, oh, I'm really coming down on myself because I feel jealous of my friend who got this great opportunity I didn't get, or because I'm annoyed at my partner because blah, 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 right? We can catch the way we're treating ourselves about that feeling. So it's not like I got to stop the feeling. It's more so, can I stop beating myself up over the feeling? Okay. So this is the major teaching about non-judgment. But the piece that gets overlooked. I think the piece that gets overlooked sometimes is how do we take teachings like this, teachings around non-judgment and acceptance and non-possessiveness, and then place them in the context of our world today and place them into the context of social activism and restorative justice and the way that we want to move through the world, which is certainly not to sit on a mountaintop and be like, oh, it is what it is, right? So how do we take these teachings and then use them? And the beautiful thing is that nothing in these teachings say, sit down and don't do anything. Nothing. In fact, the teachings very much invite us to stand up and take a stand, to use our voice for wise and effective change. The way non-judgment comes into play is that it asks us to be very clear about where our action comes from. So you can imagine if you're getting stuck with that double arrow we just referenced, this moment hurts, and I'm angry because I'm reacting this way about it. I'm double suffering. And then the knee-jerk reaction when I double suffer is what? Explosive anger, fly off the handle about something, accuse somebody of something without having a conversation first. I mean, there's a million ways that we can react when we're stuck in that moment of suffering. And none of it's wise. None of it invites growth or change or betterment. But if we can pause long enough to connect in and release some of what we're telling ourselves in terms of judgment, and then step forward with a really strong, clear voice, that's how we at least begin to take a stand. You know, and today, I spent a lot of the day listening to talks by so many different people. And the thread that I continued to hear throughout was, I don't know the answer. You know, I heard it so many times today. I don't know the answer. I don't know where we're going or what it's going to look like or what the right next step is. But every single talk that I listened to all mentioned some form of coming back into a space of accepting self as a way to move forward. So as we're layering shame onto self or layering judgment onto self, how can we possibly move forward in a way that feels connective? So I will add my voice to the fray that I don't know the answers. I don't even begin to. But I do deeply believe in this practice. And I do deeply believe in this idea of embodying a sense of non-judgment, not to make everything feel, you know, like we're wearing rose-colored glasses, but to make everything feel crystal clear. So that when we're thinking and acting and moving forward and speaking, we're doing it from the wisest place we possess in the moment. So we'll practice this evening. And we're going to practice with a practice that I introduced a couple weeks ago that I think resonated well. So this practice that we're going to do tonight is, I call it the conveyor belt of thoughts. And a lot of mindfulness teachers use a similar practice. But essentially what's going to happen is we're going to get into our posture. We're going to feel our breath. And as we settle into the period of silence, what I'm going to invite for each of us is just to invite the imagery of a conveyor belt in front of you. And on the conveyor belt will be a bunch of empty baskets, just like rolling by, empty baskets. And for every thought and every distraction and every feeling that rises up in this period of silence, I want you to see yourself place it in the basket that's moving along the belt, right? One thought per basket or one feeling per basket. And the idea being that this imagery invites us to let go a little bit, to really see the thought and the feeling we're creating around the thought and any story we're creating around the thought, see it in the basket moving on its way. Not to say be gone with you, not to say don't, you might have to put the same thought in a basket 90 times, I don't know. But the idea is this imagery is an invitation to start to release some of the judgment that we might otherwise get caught in. Otherwise, we might sit with a thought for 5 of our 10 minutes in silence, stewing and ruminating, and not realize that there's this whole layer of thought or feeling that we're missing under the surface. And the baskets just sort of help us to see what's coming up, okay? So we'll try it. So take a moment, if you've already had your legs crossed, to uncross your legs and cross them the other way. And then you can let your hands rest down onto your lap. Palms face down if that feels comfortable tonight. When you're ready, you can let your eyes close. And if it feels better today, you could just take a soft gaze down towards the ground. And together as a group, we'll take a breath. So nice deep inhale in. Exhale out a sigh. And again, inhaling in. Exhaling out. And allowing your breath just to fall to its own natural pace. Easy inhales and exhales as you land into your meditation today. As we begin our practice, you might just silently say to yourself, now is my time to meditate. Now is my time to meditate. And with that, you feel yourself really sit down, relaxing through the hips, through the thighs. Feeling a subtle sense of straightening and lengthening through the spine so that you feel tall. Crown of the head is lifted just a bit. And the muscles through the face relax. The forehead smoothing and broadening. The skin around the eyes softens. And the lips, the jaw, even the tongue, they all relax. And the swallow might help you to feel your throat softening. And breath moves out across the shoulders. Maybe just inviting your shoulders back and down. And you could feel a few expansive breaths through the chest. Just inviting a sense of softening and opening through the chest. And gradually that awareness moves down to the belly. And just invite your belly muscles to relax a little bit. So we're not engaging, we're not pulling in. And we find ourselves seated here. And the back of our body is strong and awake. And the front of our body soft, open. And it's in this gentle balance between being awake and being relaxed, that we begin to feel our breath. Wherever you can feel your breath today, perhaps just inside the nose, you'll notice sensation as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, letting our awareness become completely immersed in the feeling of the breath. And in a moment, we'll settle ourselves into a period of silence. And as we do, it's certainly not unusual at all to have thoughts pop up. And for our practice today, I invite each of you just to visualize a conveyor belt right in front of you, gliding along, carrying a series of empty baskets. And so we will sit here and feel our breath. And as a thought arises for you, see yourself place it in one of those baskets, being carried off by the conveyor belt. And then come back and feel your breath until the next thought or distraction arises. When it does, place it in a basket. See it being carried off. And come back to the breath. And in this way, we begin to practice non-judgment. And taking a moment just to feel your breath. Noticing right where your mind was as that bell rang. And then just a subtle straightening of the spine if you've slumped over, shoulders back and down once again. Feeling a deeper breath move through the body. Perhaps wiggling into your fingers and your toes, feeling those edges. And when you're ready, palms drawing together in front of your heart like a prayer, bow your chin down. Taking a moment to simply honor yourself for doing the deep and vital work of sitting still. Paying attention to the present moment and relinquishing judgment. Together as a group, deep inhale in, exhaling out a sigh. Namaste.
Thanks for listening to The Mindful Minute. You can learn more about me by visiting merylarnett.com. For bonus meditations, tips, and a little bit of baby spam, follow me on Instagram at merylarnett.